now let me start off by giving you just a little introduction to how dentistry began, what the earliest dentures look like in the States, what you are paying for at the dentist, what to look for in a dental plan, and how to limit your dental visits. What I've learned about dentistry just within the last year as a 64-year-old senior, and how you can take better care of your teeth. So you ready? Okay, let's dive in. So dentistry traces its origins back thousands of years, you guys, to ancient civilizations. The earliest evidence of dental practice dates to around 7,000 BC in the Indus Valley civilization, which is today's modern day Pakistan, where skilled artisans use flint tip drills to treat tooth related disorders. This suggests that early forms of dentistry were practiced during the Neolithic period in Mesopotamia around 5,000 BC. The Sumerian texts mention, are you ready? It's kind of gross. Tooth worms. Yuck. As a cause of dental decay, indicating an early attempt to understand dental diseases. So the ancient Egyptians texts like the Ebers, which is papyrus from circa 1700 to 1500 BC, provide remedies for toothaches and oral infections. And artifacts suggest that Egyptians practice dental extractions and use dental prosthetics. And how do we know this? Well, because around 2600 BC, an Egyptian scribe named Hesire is often referred to as one of the earliest known dentists. So as the inscription on his tomb, it described him as the greatest of those who deal with teeth. So you had to be pretty doggone good if they put it on your tomb, right? So it's a nice thing to be known for. But in ancient Greece and Rome, figures like Hippocrates and Aristotle wrote about dental issues, including tooth eruption patterns and treating gum disease. Now, they developed tools and techniques for tooth extraction and oral hygiene, laying a foundation for the future dental practices. These rudimentary practices into a specialized field of medicine, incorporating scientific advancements to improve oral care. So when did the dentures we know of today actually come into play? Well, according to the Smithsonian Magazine, the first dentures date as early as 700 BC and were created with, are you ready? Human or animal teeth by the Etruscans in Italy. Now, these early dentures were often bound with metal wires. That just sounds painful to me. And then even later in the 18th century, our famous President George Washington's dentures, commonly believed to be made of wood, were actually a combination of materials like human and animal teeth and ivory and even lead. So sometimes they use porcelain, but that's what his were known for. I don't know about you, but this sounds awfully painful, heavy, and extremely uncomfortable. So let's talk about the cost for the early dentures, because it's difficult to pinpoint exactly, you guys, due to the historical prices, inflation, and currency differences. But George Washington's dentures, are you ready, were reported to have cost him approximately $100 per set, which would be significant at that time, right? But guess what it's equivalent to today? $380,000 if adjusted for inflation. So today, seniors spend a significant amount on dental care, especially as Medicare offers limited coverage. On average, seniors can expect to pay around $350 annually for basic care. Now, that's going to include two cleanings and one set of x-rays. However, more advanced dental procedures like dental implants or dentures can be much more expensive. For example, a simple single dental implant can cost around $4,000 on average, while full mouth implants, or also known as overdentures, can reach up to $34,000. I mean, to me, that's just ridiculous, right? But by comparison, modern dental implants or full mouth dentures, which can cost around $34,000, are significantly less in relative terms than what Washington paid for his dentures. given the historical context. So I guess even with inflation, we aren't doing quite so bad. And also probably tells me why I couldn't find a picture of George Washington smiling and showing his pearly whites. So let's talk about dental insurance. In the United States, it began in 1954. The California Dental Association partnered with the International Longshoremen and Warehouse Unions to create a prepaid dental service plan. Now, the plan aimed to make dental care more affordable and accessible for workers and their families. Over time, dental insurance expanded to other groups and evolved to cover a wider range of services, such as cleanings, exams, and restorative treatments, apples, oranges, however you want to say it. But according to Medicare.gov, many seniors seek dental care for cleanings, x-rays, tooth extractions, root canals, and dentures. Dental implants are becoming more popular as a long-term solution for missing teeth, but they remain costly and are not always covered by insurance. So seniors often face out-of-pocket costs unless they have Medicare Advantage plan that offers some dental coverage. Now, these plans typically cover preventive services like cleanings and x-rays, but coverage for more advanced procedures can be extremely limited, with annual caps often around $1,000. So it is important that you guys understand these costs and plan accordingly. It is imperative that you maintain good oral health so that you won't face unexpected financial burdens. So here are approximately three annual costs that seniors face without comprehensive dental insurance. Number one, the annual out-of-pocket costs are about $350 plus to pay for routine cleanings, typically between $75 on the low end, $200 per visit on the high end. Dental exams done annually can be anywhere from $50 on the low end to $100 on the high end per visit, and a standard set of x-rays, well, they can vary widely from $20 on the low end to $250 on the high end, depending on the type and frequency of the exam. Now, implants can cost up to $34,000. And well, if you have a Medicare Advantage that caps at $1,000, it's easy to cap out annually. And that's why we're talking about how to choose the right policy and prevent high cost services in the future. Now, the caveat to curtailing these expenses is that you can purchase 1, 2, 3, or even more dental policies if you need to help cover these expenses. So what you might have not have known is that there is no legal limit on the number of dental insurance policies a person can own. Individuals can hold multiple dental policies if they choose to. And most people often do this as a way to maximize coverage or reduce out-of-pocket expenses. However, owning multiple policies doesn't necessarily mean they will fully cover all the costs. When holding multiple policies, coordination of benefits, remember those words, come into play when determining how the 2 or 3 or 4 insurance policy providers will share the cost of dental treatments. Typically, one policy will act as the primary payer, right? The first payer, covering a portion of the bill, while the secondary payer or third will cover the remaining costs based on the terms of each policy. So it's essential we review the details of each policy with you, because some treatments may still have limits, and having multiple policies unfortunately doesn't mean that it's always going to provide 100% of the coverage that you need.
Come be a part of our Secure 65 health plans. Join us October 15th through December 7th for Medicare open enrollment. Bring your ANOC starting now. We are the vision. We are disruptors. We are changing the way seniors do business. Become one of us. We are your community. We are here for you. No senior should ever enroll in Medicare with a stranger. Call us at 213-394-8885 or 833-300-4968 or email us at info@mybivx.com. Secure 65 health plans, where seniors thrive.